things I remember about the panel in Wilson, where he's sitting and there's graffiti, I think, right?
Yeah, that was supposed to be like the Berkeley Marina. You go down there and it's this really kind of a beautiful spot, and everything is, you know, it's well designed and kind of set up for people to hang out. And then there's always, you know, you're taking your little five-year-old son there, and all of a sudden there's just like, you know, giant letter obscene graffiti everywhere, and it's like somehow it's perfect.
I wonder to what degree you want anything in your comic books to be identifiably Oakland.
Well, Wilson is sort of explicitly Oakland, and I don't want to have to get like the geography correct, you know. I don't want it where he's like turning a corner and he's on a street that he couldn't possibly be on while in the middle of the same thought. I don't want to be beholden to that, so I keep it somewhat abstract. I want to suggest rather than document. You know, and I certainly don't go out and take photos and try to slavishly copy the photos. I try to memorize things and draw things from memory, because it's really more about my brain interpreting the space rather than, you know, trying to just draw it accurately, you know. No real point in that. May as well just take a photo if that's all you're going to do.
So it's more a feel of this place you're kind of going after.
Yeah. And it's funny how when you draw that way, all of a sudden things become very clear. You know, I can look back at panels 20 years later and know exactly what I was trying to get at with only a few lines. It's a much better way to work. I can keep it all in my head and sort of have a reference for everything. It's almost like in Hollywood in the 40s, there were a very limited number of actors, and so if you needed the guy who was sort of like the drunk comedy relief cowboy sidekick, you'd have like four guys you could pick from, and it would inevitably be one of those four guys. You wouldn't go out and try to find somebody new. It was just a stable of archetypes. And there were your leading men, and then there were all the character types. And, you know, if you needed a cranky old landlady, you'd get Thelma Ritter, you know. And that just, you didn't even think about it. It was just, well, that's obviously who we're going to cast. And I feel like Oakland has that quality where there's one or two of everything, and you can kind of cast them in that way. And it makes everything much simpler. My brain can't process anything more complicated than Oakland, I think.